It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm Dan Clefstad with Illinois News. Attorney General Lisa Madigan is suing the private bus company Suburban Express and its owner Dennis Teppin. Madigan's Civil Rights Bureau is investigating the company for possible violations of the Illinois Human Rights Act after an email was sent to customers in December saying they would find, quote, passengers like you, you won't feel like you're in China when you're on our buses. End quote.
This is not a one-off. This is a serious history, years long of continued, repeated violations of our civil rights laws and our consumer protection laws.
Madigan asked the courts to take immediate action to force Teppin to remove customers' personal financial information, which she says he posted online. She wants to put a stop to the company's discriminatory advertising, harassment of customers, use of unfair contract terms, and ultimately see the company shut down. Suburban Express operates shuttles from the U of I Urbana campus to the Chicago suburbs and O'Hare Airport. A statement on the company's Facebook page calls the Attorney General's lawsuit an unfounded assault on our reputation that it will fight vigorously. In other news, House Speaker Michael Madigan was reelected as chairman of the Illinois Democratic Party. Daisy Contreras has more.
The result was overwhelmingly in Madigan's favor. He received 35 out of 36 votes from the state central committee. Yet, the lingering question remained if he should still spearhead the party, a post he's held since 1998. Earlier this year, the speaker was criticized for his handling of sexual harassment allegations within his staff. Congresswoman Robin Kelly, who considers herself a progressive, was asked by the speaker to nominate him.
You want me to nominate you? That really surprised me. But I will say in seconding the nomination, that is not a secret that change needs to happen. And we need to be more transparent. We need to be more inclusive.
Madigan says he's aware of the changes needed to prevent sexual harassment within the party. He says he has implemented training for every worker and member of the campaign organization. While Madigan has been the state party chair for 2 decades, he served even longer as the Illinois House Speaker. I'm Daisy Contreras.
Members of the Illinois House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees are urging Governor Bruce Rauner to deliver a plan by Friday to fix a Legionnaires' disease crisis at a Quincy veterans home. Legionnaires' disease contributed to the deaths of 13 Quincy residents since 2015. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The CEO of SIU Carbondale says despite challenges on his campus, he believes calls to disband the SIU system are premature. Chancellor Carlo Montemagno says pairing SIU Carbondale and SIU Edwardsville means the system represents nearly 30,000 students, and they also have ways of backing each other up.
You have multiple units. We have Edwardsville and you have Carbondale, in which you have a lot more resiliency to both do good things and to weather bad times.
Last year, SIU Carbondale borrowed money from SIU Edwardsville to make it through the state's budget impasse. That loan has been repaid, but last week, SIU trustees failed to approve a plan that would reallocate more than $5 million in state funding from SIUC to SIUE. That's something advocates say would have helped level the playing field between the two schools. Legislation to split the system cleared an Illinois House committee last week. Leaders from SIU will be before a Senate panel later today talking about budget issues. Another group of local veterans will take its special trip to Washington, D.C. to visit monuments and memorials in the nation's capital. The Veterans Honor Flight is leaving this morning. Honor Flight board member Hope Patterson says it's the third flight since the initial one a year ago. She says they now have a waiting list of around 160 veterans hoping to take the trip. Patterson says 68 veterans and their guardians are on the flight today. They are scheduled to return to Veterans Airport tonight.